Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. 23 years ago, when I came to the United States of America, I began to make friendship with my neighbors, the people I work with, and people I minister to, also people in my church. And the Lord opened the opportunity for me to share a little bit about Islam. But I realized when I was talking to my friends, they were not very interested to listen to me. They were not giving me any attention. The more I tell the truth about Islam and the Muslims who live in America, the more I realize that my friends do not have any interest to listen to what I am sharing. It bothered me for some time, but a few years later, I came to realize why the Americans do not like to listen to what I'm teaching about Muslims and Islam, which obviously have something to do with the American culture. You see, in the Middle East, it's okay for people to tell the truth about what's going on around them. But in America, you do not say anything negative about anybody because that's not acceptable. And that's when one of my friends told me, Usama, if you do not have anything nice to say about Muslims or Islam or any people in America, you don't say anything at all. So I learned about the political correctness in America. That is, you don't say the truth about anyone or anything if it will cause somebody to be offended. How do you like to have that? If you go to your doctor and the doctor finds out that you have a bad disease, some cancer or some real bad disease, and because the doctor does not want to offend you, he or she will not tell you what's wrong with you. And they just let you continue to live the way you are on the same track until you die. Or would you like the doctor to tell you that you have a bad disease and this disease could require a surgery or some chemotherapy or some radiation, and then literally the doctor will let you know that you only have few years or few months to live, so you prepare yourself to die? Which way do you like the doctor to treat you? With political correctness or with the truth? That's a question for every American to think about. But then I realized also after September 11 that here in America, the liberals are trying everything they can not to offend the Muslims. These are the same media who made fun of Christian and Christianity, who made fun of the biblical beliefs, who did not want the church to be involved in any way in the life of the United States of America. Those are the media who remove the prayer from the school, the Bible from the school. Those are the same media who have no problem to mock everything about Christianity anytime on the air and as they write whatever they wish for people to read in the newspaper and the magazines. You see, I personally believe if the media in America have respect for Christ and Christianity, they will not care anymore about the respect of other men, no matter what is their religion or their belief, if they are Buddhist or Muslim or atheist. But that's not how the media have lived in America the last 40, 50 years. We mocked God, the true God of the Bible. Therefore, we will accept any other God in the world. When you turn the light off, roaches grow all over the house. And that is exactly what's happening in America. We got rid of God and Christianity, and we're doing everything we can to defend even our greatest enemy, the Muslims who live in America. That is the reality of what's happening in America in the last 40, 50 years. For if we as a nation had honored Christ and his command in the Great Commission, we will be the first one to reach out to the Muslims with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, we have to defeat everything about this barbaric cult of Islam that includes exposing the founder of Islam, Muhammad. And in that case, Christ alone will receive the glory and honor, as we see thousands but millions of Muslims leaving the barbaric cult of Islam and accepting the love of Christ, that is, by being born again Christians. But that's not what the media wanted. The media did everything to displease God in America for years, and now they are pleasing Satan to welcome Islam and the Muslim, and to defend Islam and the Muslim. That is, by sugarcoating Islam and the Muslims. And you could not hear once in the liberal media in America somebody who can read a verse from the Quran to show us that there's something wrong with this cult. But the opposite is true. You always hear the politicians and the liberal media saying, the Quran does not teach that. Islam does not teach that. Islam is love. Islam is peace. And we're going to keep going on and on in this circle until we will be destroyed. And that is the true understanding of the political correctness. I always said it, and I'll say it again. Political correctness, to me, it is the bullet which the American people put in their own guns by their own hands to shoot and to kill their own children for the love of the Muslims who want us to be Muslims or dead. And that is what's happening in America today. And because of that, now we are in the new way of thinking in America, the thinking that there are extremes in every religion. And as I search online, surprise, surprise, I see the list is going bigger and bigger. Majority of these religious extremes are Christians, and they put the evangelical Christianity number one on the top of the list. So believe it or not, the evangelical Christians here in the United States of America are number one on that list. And I was very surprised to see that. But when I read and I studied why the media and why the liberal considered evangelical Christian in the United States of America to be religious extremists, and when I found out why, it makes sense to me. And here is the reason.
Extremism is a complex phenomenon. It is defined as beliefs, attitudes, feelings, actions, or strategies of a character far removed from the ordinary. Because ordinary is subjective, no religious group would label itself extreme or its doctrine extremism. However, religious extremism is not limited to any single religion, ethnic group, or region of the world. Every religion has some followers that believe that their beliefs, customs, and traditions are the only right way, and that all others are practicing their faith the wrong way, seeing and believing that their faith, religion, superior to all others.
Oh, now I know why the evangelical Christians in America are extreme. They're extreme because they believe that they are on the right track. They believe that they have the true way to heaven. They believe that Christianity is the only faith by which any man or any woman can be saved. They believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. They actually believe what the Bible teaches in the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, when Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. They believe that there is no other name under heaven whereby anyone can be saved but the name of Jesus. And if you believe that Christianity is the only way to heaven, that means all other ways are wrong. That means Islam is wrong. That means atheism is wrong. That means anyone and everyone who lives not according to the teaching of the Bible, not according to the doctrine of faith and the Christian belief, which we see throughout the pages of the New Testament, are wrong. And because of that, you and I are extremists. So how can a person not be extreme in America? It's very simple. That is when you open your arm to everyone and anyone. That is when you ignore that there are truths and there are falsehoods. That is when you literally have this Chrislam movement or the interfaith movement in your churches. That is when your church invites the Muslim imam and the Sikh and the Buddhist and the gay and the lesbian and everyone and anyone. We all just sit together, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya or Barney's song. my favorite song I ever loved, which goes like this. I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. And if you don't like Barney's song, and if you don't want to sing Barney's song in your church, therefore you and your church are a bunch of extremists. That is the reality in America. And then when you listen to the liberals on almost every TV station, even Fox, those who call themselves conservative, you will see the opinion of the liberals. It is given very clearly that there are extremes in the church, those who do not accept and respect the religion of Islam. And also, they will assure you that in the Christian faith, beginning from the Crusades, we have seen the extreme Christians. Those who did exactly what you see the radical Muslims doing today. And as we have seen in our last two radio broadcasts, that is the mentality of the liberals. Christians have done bad things in the past, and that as much as they are extreme Muslims, they are also extreme Christians. And as I have shared with you in the past, I repeat again, we do not judge Christianity by what Christians say or do, but we judge Christianity by the teachings of the Bible. What did the Bible say to the Christians to say and to do? And if the Christians are following the commands of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, if the Christians are living by the teaching of the apostle and the teaching of the New Testament, then we can say that is Christianity. But if there any Christian living in disobedience to the Word of God, then he does not represent Christianity by any means. But we will simply consider him a fallen Christian, or perhaps a sinful man who have nothing to do with Christianity. And the opposite is true with Islam. The problem, my dear friends, is that the liberals and the Muslims in America do not want to talk about the Quran, do not want to see anything about Islam, and they will not even get into the Bible as well. They will just find some man by the name John or Paul or Thomas, and they will say, here he is, another Christian who is just as bad as any radical Muslim.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
So now let me share with you a couple of verses. First, a verse from the Quran to learn about radical Muslim, and then another verse from the Bible to learn about radical Christian. And then I'm going to ask you a simple question. Which one of these two radicals would you like to have as a neighbor? First, let's read what Allah said in Quran chapter 8 and verse 65. O you prophet, provoke the believers to engage in war. If there will be 20 patient ones of you, they will have victory over 200. Did you hear what Allah says? Allah said, O you prophet, And that is Allah speaking to Muhammad, provoke the believers. He did not say provoke the extremes. He did not say provoke the radicals. He actually said provoke the believers. To do what, O Apostle of Allah? He said to engage in war. And that is one of 79 verses throughout the pages of the Quran where we see Allah and Muhammad commanding the believers to engage in war with all non-Muslims, with the people of the book who are the Christians and the Jews, and anyone and everyone who does not accept, that is, to submit to Islam. That is the simple teachings of the Quran. And it is very important to notice that Allah called those who go to engage in war believers. And Muhammad also named them believers. And they named themselves believers. But here in America, with the political correctness, because we don't want to say anything to upset anybody, we call them radical. Or actually, today, we don't call them radical Muslims. We just give them some other name with whatever words you can use and not offend anybody. So in simple words, in Islam, Muslim believers are commanded to engage in war, and Allah will give them victory over their enemies. That is all the infidels. And they are provoked by Allah and Muhammad to do so. Let's look at what the Bible said concerning believers who also were provoked to do something else. And that is what is written in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. And there the Holy Spirit said, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Did you hear what the scripture says? Let us provoke one another unto love and to good works. While the demonic spirit of Allah commands Muhammad to command the Muslim believers to engage in war, the Holy Spirit commands the Christians to love and to do good works. I promise you, my friends, if you search throughout the Quran, you'll never find one verse teaching Muslims to love one another or to do good works. But when you open the Bible, you see God's teaching is very clear to the Jews in the Old Testament to love the stranger, as God reminded them so many times that they were themselves strangers in the land of Egypt. God commanded them to love the strangers who live in their midst. And in the New Testament, the Bible is teaching the Christian believers to love one another and to do good works. And Jesus Christ commands us not only to love those who love us, because he said even the sinners, the tax collectors, know how to do that. But we are commanded even to love our enemies. It is amazing how the liberal media and how the Muslims continue in the West to defend Islam and the Muslims. And no one has the guts to ask the media, what is your evidence? What is your proof about whatever you're telling us about Islam? The most ridiculous excuse I heard recently is this: extreme interpretation of the Quran causes some Muslims to be extreme. And I said, extremist what? Extremist interpretation of the Quran? I'm talking about a simple reading to the word of Allah in the Quran would bring any Muslim to believe that he or she must die for the sake of Allah. They must engage in war with the Americans. They must kill the last one of non-Muslims. A simple reading to the Quran. But these gentlemen and these ladies can say this simple statement, and the media will allow it to go out, and people will come to believe it. Yes, there are few radical Muslims. By the way, up to last night, Barack Hussein Obama and the liberal media gave us the true number of the extreme Muslims. As they said, 99.9 of the Muslims want to have peace. 99.9 of the Muslims do not want war. 99.9. So now we went from 20% radical Muslims to 10% to 5% to now 0.1 of 1% of Muslims in planet Earth are the extreme or the radicals. Where did these people live? Where did this media get their information? Maybe I should make a trip to the Middle East, and I just would love to invite all those liberals, beginning with Barack Hussein Obama, and we can make a count to how many Muslim countries and the percentage of the Muslims in these Muslim countries who want us dead. It's not even 20%. I would be happy if the number is 20%, but it is higher than 40 or 50% of the Muslims who believe in Allah, who believe in Islam. All of them want us dead. So even if I will go with the 20%, which is 20% of 1.5 billion, there are 300 million Muslim men and women in the world today want us dead. So when the media and the Muslims say that extreme interpretation of the Quran is the cause of radical Islam, that is nothing more than propaganda. Because anyone who will open the Quran and read a simple reading to the commands of Allah in the Quran, he or she will find himself forced to become radical, or what we say, true Muslim believers. That is to practice the commands of Allah as it is written in the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad as it is given throughout the Hadith. So now we know the difference between the true Muslim believers and the true Christian believers. A true Muslim is the one who is commanded to engage in war, and a true Christian is the one who is commanded to love. A true Muslim is the one who provokes others to engage in war, and a true Christian is the one who provokes others to love and to do good works. Now, which of these two believers would you like to have as a neighbor? In our next broadcast, we will be talking about terrorism, as we will hear the past president of the United States of America, George W. Bush, and how he defended Islam, and how he defined the terrorists by claiming that they are traitors to their own faith, and they are trying to hijack Islam. But as we continue our study, you will discover that the terrorists are not traitors of their faith, but they are fully following their faith. And until we meet again for the next broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.